Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse the Planet here. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I hope you enjoy it, because I enjoy coming to wherever you are and just do this little podcast. It's such a blessing of the Lord. It's only 5 minutes long, but it's got revelation knowledge in it. I want to talk about something that's wonderful, because I experience it every day of my life. When you're in the will of God, let me say it again. When you are in the will of God, nothing is wasted. I don't waste nothing in my life. I'm in God's will. How do I know that? Because I've read the Bible. And you know what the will of God is? A lot of people don't realize it. I'll give you just a very quick understanding. Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2, and the last two chapters in the book of Revelation. That's four chapters, four. Between them four chapters is 1,186 chapters of killing, stealing, and destroying by an arch enemy called Satan. But when Jesus is coming back, and he is, we're going back to Genesis 1, Genesis 2, and the last two chapters in the book of Revelation, and we're going to walk in the cool of the day with the Lord. Nothing wasted. So watch that four chapters, split them, live long, and prosper. It's just so simple. Here's a great scripture to make you understand that nothing is wasted. Being as Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I got to say that again. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ. My God, if Jesus Christ. My, nothing's wasted, you know. People say, you have so much fun being saved. Well, I was such a terrible sinner. I thought I was having fun, but what I was doing, I was pushing myself deeper into the pit of hell. And I mean that even though I was financially, I was doing well and all that kind of stuff, unhappy in every which way, shape, or form. I mean, I had no protection other than, I believe, my mother's prayers, because Satan will kill you if he can. But when God came into my life, and that is Labor Day weekend, 1974, at 8:45 in the Boston, Massachusetts area, I got saved. And from that day forward, nothing has ever been wasted in my life. That's a true story. It is such a blessing. Here's another wonderful scripture, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. But that's only happening when the Holy Spirit is making intercession for you. Just because you get hit with a call, that God works together for the good. No, he ain't talking about that. You keep reading that chapter. When the Holy Spirit maketh intercession for you, then all things work together for the good. Why? Because nothing's wasted. Isn't that something? So are you in the will of God? If you see a lot of waste around you, my God, if you got a lot of waste around you, you're not where you should be. Now, nobody's perfect, so don't get under condemnation in way, shape, or form, but you can strive to that perfection through the power of Christ that's inside your life. Such a blessing, spiritually, physically, financially, every area. I want to tell you something, man. It makes no difference what you go through. Look at the things that the Apostle Paul went through. But Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, that's talking good. And you're in prison. They beat you. They punch you. They hit you. They do everything they can. They starve you. They freeze you. It didn't bother him, because greater is he who is in you than he was in the world, in Paul, in me, in you. It don't mean the difference is happening out there. I don't deny what's happening out there. Ladies and gentlemen, I really don't. I deny its right to mess with me. And the only way it can mess with me is when I pay attention to it. I don't deny it. I just don't pay attention to it. Satan tries to put a sickness on me. I don't deny that giddy, itchy feeling, or I don't know, whatever you call it, itchy throat. I go, no. Wrong person. By his stripes, I am. I is. I was, I always will be healed. See, that's nothing wasted. I ain't got time to be sick. I don't have time to be sad. I don't have time to be broke in any way, shape, or form. Oh, Lord, it's just such a blessing. Are you getting this? You faith this fact, what we're talking about today? I want to tell you something. I'll sing my little song. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, because it will be in every area of your life. So when you're in the will of God, nothing, I mean nothing, is wasted. Faith that fact today and watch a miracle take place.